Claudius the God. By Robert Graves. Read by Derek Jacobi. Have gone by since I finished writing the long story of how I, Tiberius Claudius Drusus Nero Germanicus, the cripple, the stammerer, the fool of the family, whom none of his ambitious and bloody-minded relatives considered worth the trouble of executing, poisoning, forcing to suicide, banishing to a desert island, or starving to death, which was how they, one by one, got rid of each other, how I survived them. Even my insane nephew Gaius Caligula, and was, one day, unexpectedly acclaimed emperor by the corporals and sergeants of the palace guard. I ended the story at this dramatic point, which was a most injudicious thing for a professional historian like myself to do. A historian has no business to break off at a moment of suspense. I should by rights have carried the story at least one stage farther. I should have told what the rest of the army thought of the palace guard's most unconstitutional act, and what the Senate thought, and how they felt about accepting so unpromising a sovereign as myself, and whether bloodshed ensued, and what were the fates of Cassius Chaerea, Aquila, the tiger, all...